So Logan, have you seen the Widry coaching of Djokovic
Yeah, I
arc?
think that was one of the last data points I received before the phone went kaput. Harry sent it my way. But that's all I know. I know that it's happening, and I know that he's wide, but probably not as wide as he could be.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And I was thinking last night, like, what are my New Year's resolutions going to be? And I decided on two very succinct resolutions. The first being be wider. I need to become wider, like girthier, I think, is I got to start girth maxing, but like just.
I thought that's like thickness, though. Like, that's not really width, right?
Well, yes, width is one dimension of thickness if you think about it.
Sure.
Like thickness is like cross-sectional area, and then width is one dimension of that. And girth maxing typically increases your thickness in one direction. So I would just have to choose the width direction.
So you're not too concerned with the depth here. You're just gonna girth max by exclusively getting wider.
Yeah,
I like that.
But also, like, I'm not exclusively going to be girth maxing on my cock. I will also be girth maxing on, like, my general body here. Like, I'm trying to get wider, like, in this direction here.
Like you want to not fit in that chair direction. Anymore is what you're saying. You're going to have to find another solution.
Exactly, yeah. I don't want to get, like, fat. I want to get wide, you know? Like, I want my bone structure to fundamentally change.
Yeah, like, flounder.
So the first... Yeah, kind of like flat Stanley, but with some depth. I'm happy with the depth that I have right now. First one is get wider, and then the second one is get whiter. I saw a clip of Antonio Brown's award show, and he was doling out awards for funniest cracker of the year. And the winner was a certain Shane Gillis, but other nominees included, I believe it was Kevin Hart, and
Kevin Hart was a COTY nominee.
Yeah, Cracker of the Year. Kevin Hart was number one on the list. All right, hold on. Let me pull up this clip here. I sent it to Logan. On Signal. Did you watch that?
I have not seen it yet.
Oh, is Signal How to Reach You, Logan? Is that? Okay, I'll get it.
Kevin Hart. Pat McAfee made it. Shane Gillis. Theo Vaughn. And of course, Joe Biden. And then Shane Gillis won, and I think it's because he was whiter than the rest there. And I think we're reaching a juncture in this world where being white is less about the actual color of your skin and more about the attitude that you have. So this year, ranch consumption will be up. This year, I will be saying, "How you doing?" I will be cracking open a couple of IPAs. Not because I like the taste, but for the culture. And that got the smudge of approval right there. So
should have thrown Daniel Penny in there, too. I feel like he deserved a shout.
Well, I think that they should have put in Daniel Larson, who is currently in jail. Are you guys up on Daniel Larson?
Who the fuck is that?
You guys don't know the president, Daniel Larson, man? That's unbelievable. He's like this. Do you guys know what a lolcow is?
Yes.
Yeah, he's a lolcow. That he's just like super mentally unstable and homeless. I don't know. If you go onto like Instagram Reels or like TikTok or anything and just search him up, you'll find a myriad of clips to explore. But yeah, he's very adept at calling bomb threats into buildings, and that's why he's in jail right now.
Isn't Kai's friend named Daniel too? I think I'm the right guy.
Kai has a friend named Daniel. and it was recently revealed to me that he has two phones.
Ow. Join the club.
Mogan has zero. What a world we live in.
I looked up Daniel.
Oh, I think he has half.
I looked up Daniel Larson, and what comes up first is a PhD in biophysics from The Ohio State University at NIH. And then it's r/paymoneywubby. Daniel Larson is most likely going to federal prison for multiple years. And then it's r/autism. The Daniel Larson controversy shows how people view autistic people in the worst way possible.
See, when I look it up, it's like, what happened to Daniel Larson and what did he do? That's the first link by We Got This Covered. And then the second one is the Daniel Larson wiki.
Oh, that one's the first page for me.
No, but the wiki, I think, is a good way to understand what's happening here. It's really just a timeline of him. Are you guys familiar with Chris Chan at all?
He's a good one.
Yes.
Have we discussed this before?
Yeah, in passing at least.
Yeah, he's like the TikTok version of Chris Chan.
Who's the skibbity version of Chris
Except
Chan?
Except he's more like Josh Block.
Okay. Surfing the webs.
r/world of t-shirts Joshua Block years ago.
Yeah, that's his name.
What are these socks?
That's his username, World of T-shirts. But basically he's another lolcow, but instead of being like super mentally unhinged, he just has like autism and has become an alcoholic.
Drunken jet lag.
Two big A's.
Yeah, like if you, and also every single one of his videos that he posts has the hashtag Hulu Chippendales Dance on it. So we stand strapped on Hulu Chippendales Dance.
Looks like a nice young man.
Yeah. He really is, but unfortunately, I feel like his liver is soon to give out, a la Harry, permanent liver damage.
Can't have it all, can we?
Harry.
But he's like a... Or what are you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say, I'd love to hear the permanent liver damage story again. You know, I can never hear it enough times. But...
Okay. Well, I was gonna ask first. He's like an alcoholic. Like,
oh yeah. Like, there's
every night.
There's a TikTok account
multiple back
that tracks like his alcohol consumption, and he's at the point like in his alcohol consumption where he does not reach zero BAC anymore. Like, he will go to bed and he'll wake up and he's still like considerably drunk from.
And how does this account know this?
Because he posts every single drink that he takes.
I see.
So yeah, that's
impressive.
It is. And I'm very impressed, honestly, that he's able to maintain enough composure to post so frequently, even in his massively inebriated state.
Where's he set up at?
New York. I think he's in the Bronx.
And everyone's in New York.
Yeah. Well, like, he got kind of popular because he would go to Times Square and sing Empire State of Mind on, like, the steps. And people would, like, come up to him afterwards when he would visit, I don't know, Times Square again. And he's like, it's the king of New York. It's the king of New York. And they would be like, hey, sing the song. And then he would get, like, a ton of crowds. And then I think what happened was that, like, people started buying him drinks after he turned 21, which I think he's about a year older than me. So I'd put him around Logan's age. So
wait, he's only 23?
Born August 7th, 2001.
Yeah, I think so.
Age 23.
Okay, this got kind of sadder. I didn't realize he was
no,
that young.
It's super sad. And another like thing is like he has a sort of detailed, what's it called, digital footprint, and the like you can see like his Facebook page and his family's Facebook pages, and then he was like 16 and his mom died of cancer, and like there's like the whole journey of her cancer, and then at like the point where she died, like he posted on Facebook, it's like my favorite person is dead, and he doesn't really have anyone to like take care of him. He got put under, I don't know what, some, he was under the guardianship of some person that I don't think was the best person for him and gave him a little bit too much freedom, and then later he started becoming the TikTok sensation that he was, and then he started becoming an alcoholic, and he was kind of taken under the wing of this guy, I forget what his name is, like Mr. Epic or something.
Of course.
But yeah, this guy is basically using him for money. He puts him on his streams and like feeds him alcohol, and then like all the comments on the stream kind of rage bait him. So yeah, it's a good lore.
Controversies. Fish video.
Oh, yeah.
On June 5th, 2021, a video would be posted to the internet of Joshua taking a fish and throwing it and stomping it on the pavement repeatedly for about a minute straight. Joshua would apologize for doing this while claiming the fish was already dead before he started to beat it. And he also claimed that he was set up and attempted to be canceled. N-word usage. On March 22nd, 2024, a 21-second video would be posted to r/worldoft-shirts showing Joshua jumping around and screaming, using the hard R N-word twice. On September 16th, 2024, Joshua would say the hard R N-word during an outburst, prompting Mr. Based to end the live stream.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Based, that's him.
Not Mr. Epic, Mr. Based.
Mr. Based, yeah. He
got it.
I'm on his YouTube channel right now. And apparently he had this, he literally titled a YouTube video, "Washed Up OnlyFans Model Joins Josh on the Stream." So that good things are happening.
And that's true?
It looks like it.
Like there's someone else in the thumbnail?
Yeah, there's all three of them. And there's this girl, which I'm guessing is the washed up OnlyFans model.
Washed up.
So yeah.
According to,
good things are happening in the city of New York.
Yeah, according to this page, Wikitubia, he has at least 9 videos. So that much we know.
Oh. at least 9. If you go onto his YouTube channel, it says he has 75 exactly. So
Wikitubia is behind the times.
That's what I'm saying. And then on Yahoo Finance, Mr. Based to launch purpose-driven meme coin, the Base Chain.
Wow, I wonder if it can rival the Hawktua coin.
Dude,
don't keep up with that
Hawk one. Hawktua coin, that was electric. Hawktua, I'm going to look that one up. Wait, Hawk. Oh, that's not what I wanted to do. Hawktua coin.
Man. Logan, are you up on this?
0.000038.
Dollar. Oh, I'm at... Well, what I'm seeing is 0.0005.
You at CoinMarketCap?
So we're at...
Discord.
Yeah, that's where I'm. That's what I'm on right now.
And it's under the call name Hawk.
I think it's under the call name Hawk Tua.
Yeah, but what's your four letter?
What? I don't know why I see it. Wait. Let me go. I don't know how to operate crypto markets, man. I'm out of the.
What did yours say? The
wait, Hawk
the market
Tua,
cap
Hawk Tua. Oh, Hawk Tua. Hawk Tua. It Hawk Tua coin and Hawk Tua coin. There are two Hawk Tua coins.
someone made a knockoff.
I guess so. Yeah, but that was probably the. Oh, okay. It is Hawk. You're on the right one. I was on the wrong one.
Holy shit. But yeah, just go to the 1 year. This is like the clearest pump and dump you've ever seen.
End of July.
Oh, the total supply, 999.99 million Hawk.
Electric. 3.2 million to 4K. 800 in.
I'm gonna go to
a week.
Yeah. Oh, so
The Atlantic says Hawk Tua wasn't what it seemed. that's the title. That's the title of an article. A real news article.
They don't write articles. They just write
many such cases.
What's the New York Post
that's
have to
true,
say about
yeah.
Hawk Tua coin?
I think
I'm sure they love her.
Oh, I'm gonna see if the Times has anything to say on this.
Oh yeah, what's our boy?
The Times.
I forget his name.
Oh, Brett.
Yeah, Brett.
Brett Stevens.
Brett. But just to give you,
dude, he
you know, has the rise and fall of Hawk Tua coin. July 23rd, it did 3.2 million in 24-hour volume, and here we are today. And it's down to $9 in volume.
Yeah. And then I remember there was a tweet that was like, Hawk 2 was supposed to be about lifting people up. Not pumping dumping. There's only one article on the New York Times about Hawk 2. And it's the guys behind the Hawk 2 girl would like a little credit by Joseph Bernstein. And then the second article when you search up Hawk Tua is Hawks re-sign Jalen Johnson because he fits our DNA. So,
he's having a good season.
We're in a good spot here, I think, at the Times. I do want to see what Brett Stevens is up to, though.
October 3rd, zero volume of Hawk Tua coin.
Yeah. Hey, where is Brett? Oh, Brett. I thought he was Brett with two T's, but he's actually just Brett with one T.
Nah, he just keeps it one.
Are you familiar with the guy?
His work?
Yeah, let's.
I know Brett. I mean, am I thinking of the right guy? He's like the token conservative columnist there.
I think so.
He says he's
a conservative on his.
Yeah. I mean,
like the Zionist of the year.
I don't know.
Yeah, he is very adept at being Zionist. And then one of my favorite articles that he put out this year was one towards the end of the year giving a solid jerk of the year for journalists with Brian Thompson is the real working class hero.
Not
Luigi Mangione.
I think that honestly should have vaulted Brett Stevens into Cracker of the Year contention alone.
Well, okay. I don't know.
AB probably doesn't keep up with the Times front page.
I want to see if there was more awards or if it was just funniest Cracker of the Year.
I think it was like a whole show.
Antonio Brown.
Because AB like put on an outfit and was like on a stage.
Oh, Pro Football Reference. Do you think it's on there? The awards that videos. Shane Gillis won Cracker of the Year.
Oh, there was
no, he didn't. He won Funniest Cracker of the Year. Watch on YouTube. Go.
There was another one, a C word for Asians of the year too, and the girl that won it was very proud and was posting about it.
Dude, okay, he starts off the stream by just saying every single slur.
Antonio does?
Yeah.
What's he even platformed on at this point? Like Vimeo or something?
Rumble.
I don't know. X? Is it X?
What are you watching it on?
It's a VOD on YouTube by Tommy Salami.
Mudge, are you on Blue Sky? Yeah, are you on
Blue Sky?
Let me pull up the transcript here. Oh,
I have not made the move. The screenshots I see do not encourage me.
Any of y'all on Threads?
I unfortunately am, and I still get notifications from those idiots, but I scrolled it like the first day. Like, who is this? Sucks.
Blue Sky is like...
Oh, no, Cracker
Logan,
X.
It seems like, yeah.
Blue Sky is one of the only places...
Blue Sky is like 2019 Twitter has been rebirthed. And that's not something... I'm glad that era is dead. Let it stay in the grave.
Oh, who the hell is this? Hunter Biden is 2024 Druggie of the Year.
Oh, that's the shoe in.
Yeah.
I'm scrolling
good
through
for,
this here.
Good for the age.
Who is this?
Brett Stevens, October 8th, 2024. We should want Israel to win.
We're rooting for Israel.
On brand.
I don't think Hunter Biden was there to accept the award, unfortunately. Oh, Le'Veon Bell won direct message of the year. Glad they're still in touch. And Le'Veon did attend to.
He was there to accept
that award.
Wait, show what the DM was. I vaguely remember this, but I don't remember exactly what it said.
No, well, actually, I'm just clicking through it, so we can get one of our other researchers on this. AKA, you can look it up.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Le'Veon Bell.
ALX won Influencer Cracker of the Year. Congratulations. You know, I'm very interested to see that Mr. Brown over at the free speech streaming company. I still don't know which one it is. He is bringing back segregation in the best way, I guess. did you?
Okay, I think. Okay. What, Le'Veon?
Yeah, did you find that one?
Yeah, he apparently. He, like, slid into a trans woman's DMs. But then she was calling him out because Le'Veon's a big Trump supporter. So then he fired back on Twitter. Here, hold on. I found the post. There's a chat in here, right?
They took it public.
Yeah, or you can share your screen or something. It doesn't really. It all's cool.
Oh, here it is.
Just a quick side note. Cliff Maloney won Cracker of the Election. So, yeah.
Cliff Mahoney?
Cliff Maloney. What in the Sam hell? Oh, wow. That is a borderline schizophrenic DM there. Here, I'll read it aloud for those unfamiliar. I'm touching on this one time and one time only, because this dude just chasing clout. First off, I embarrass my lady because I'm out here in random DMs when I shouldn't be. All of this could have easily been avoided if I just if I'm just staying solid to my relationship and not in random girls, in quotation marks, DMs, period. I am so wrong for that. And to her, I apologize. Now, secondly, lying to make it seem like I slid in your DM knowing I didn't know you're a man should be criminal. Like buddy should real life face jail time trying to pull some shit like this. We FaceTimed and I instantly knew right away you were a man and you got blocked. This all happened in November 23 and now it's November 24. And all of a sudden you want to out DL men that supports Donald Trump. Laughing emoji, laughing emoji. It's laughable. But best believe you won't get away with this distasteful lie that you tried to trick the internet with. I hope you got good lawyers. Buddy got mad because of my support of Donald Trump and decided to trick the internet. Little buddy can be mad about it all he wants. I still stand on what I said. I have zero issues, problems with the trans community, just to be clear. It's just this one trying to get clout off my name, and that can't fly. But I love all you. And take that however you want. LOL, at the end of the day, I still don't want men to compete against or share a bathroom with my daughter. Period. Hope this helps. Heart. So.
I hope this helps.
I think the best part hope of this helps. Is how both times that he says period, he immediately follows it up with a comma. I don't think I've ever seen that.
Yeah. That one is a good one, I think. Oh, Tiffany that, Fong yeah. is the one who won Asian Slur of the Year.
Yeah. And did you see her post?
Is it on X?
Yes.
I'm not logged into X on my computer, so you're gonna have to do the honors again. If you would like to do the honors of reading that one aloud. Oh, wait, Matt Gaetz won Florida Cracker of the Year.
That's like...
And he was there to accept it.
He was there!
Well, he called in like everyone else did who was there to accept it, but he did discuss things with Antonio Brown on winning Florida Cracker of the Year.
A sitting congressman was at the AB Awards.
He's now a standing 1 week
left, right?
Wait, a dog won an award on this?
Wait, Jan, is it Fong with an O or an A?
O.
Okay. There's...
Do you think that they are on the Everything app?
Who? The dog?
Oh. I'm talking about, Wait. I think, Bark Media and or X is what he was streaming on, one of those two. I don't know. I'm just trying to
Bark Media
get some context clues here. Oh shit.
I'm not reading this tweet aloud.
Okay. But... is it full of slurs? Okay, hold on. I need to share my screen real quick.
You'd have to do an unflattering accent to actually do it.
Do you guys see this?
Oh, that's a beautiful man right there.
Yes.
So Elon Musk did get an honorable mention for N-word of the year, for Nathan of the year, and the picture that was chosen by Mr. Brown was one of him edited to be of a different race. And then we have, I believe it was Donald.
Oh, wait, Don Jr. called in?
Donald Trump did win Cracker Businessman of the Year. Don Jr. did.
Honestly.
Did get Businessman of the Year.
Druggie of the Year should have been real close between Don Jr. and Hunter, man. That's the neck and neck race.
And Hunt, yeah.
It looks like that was the final award. They just gave it to Don Jr. And they didn't actually have a final Cracker of the Year.
I feel like the Florida Cracker of the Year should honestly just supersede all other Crackers of the Year. I think that would be
Florida. Which Cracker?
Yeah,
Florida.
Gates would take that.
I think that it's a hard sell to give anyone else the Cracker of the Year award, to be frank with you. Like I don't really know who else I would give it to. I did read the Tiffany Fong Asian man.
Yeah, charming tweet there.
I think is what that one read.
Yeah, I think that is what it said.
Yeah, you should use that Elon Musk picture as the thumbnail for this episode.
AB on Twitter, 42 minutes ago, first press question I will ask Donald Trump in the White House in 2025. What did it mean to take home the Cracker of the Year award?
Yeah, but according to Antonio Brown on November 5th, he says Donald Trump is the N-word of the century. So, which one is it? If we go by time, it's... Well, actually, it would be N-word of the decade, which he doled out that award on July 13th to Donald Trump. So, what is it? Cracker of the year? N-word of the... of the century or N-word of the decade? You know, who really knows?
That's part of, yeah, Trump's talent. He can be all things to all people at once, I guess. And here's
a prime example. He truly is the everyman that that the woke right makes him out to be.
Luckily, AB was able to snuff out some falsified attempts at being the everyman that went down this year, and that is why Tim Walz was awarded Dumbass of the Year last night.
Huh. Yeah. Tim Walz.
Did he call in?
I think, yeah, probably he did. And he said, let me be clear.
Let me be clear. Josh Shapiro. Cracker of the Year, 2028.
Josh Shapiro.
That's got to be the early front runner.
Who else would we nominate besides Matt Gaetz for the Dialectical Rats Cracker of the Year award?
We might just co-sign Mr. Brown's.
I do enjoy Matt Gaetz, but I feel like we have to give other people like nominees.
Well, maybe.
Like nominations. I think Matt Gaetz is
Brian
a shoo-in.
Brian Thompson
but
obviously could be Brian, up there.
Brian Thompson is definitely good. Well, actually, I don't know, because he didn't have that consistency that I think that you need in order to be ready for
Cracker
Beer.
That's true.
He
kind of fell off at the end, but I feel like the insider trading that was going on towards the beginning of the year was kind of a good plot device.
Oh, I want
some points there.
I want that North Carolina governor,
Lieutenant,
or gubernatorial,
Lieutenant
Mark Robinson. Yeah, I want him as a nominee
Nude
for Cracker
African
of the
Year.
Yeah, that was a strong performance there.
Yeah, that really was, and you know, he made a name for himself in circles all across the world.
I think he has to take it over Gaetz if we're doing Cracker of the Year. I don't think that's a particularly close race either.
What's it, Mark Robinson?
I am a black Nazi.
Dude, that...
I mean, the Gaetz story is kind of old, too, which is back to the forefront because of that report.
Oh, wait. From AP News, North Carolina governor vows to state keep running despite the sexual comments.
Yeah,
he's devoted.
Went well for him at the ballot box.
I think he's a shoo-in. I think that is what the people of North Carolina want to see. The baby state, I think the baby needs that man.
What I want to know is how he actually won the lieutenant governor race back in 2020.
Let's
see. Yeah, I know. I don't know if he just like toned it down and listened to his PR people.
He wouldn't even have
or...
to tone anything
yeah, that
down.
Is a good...
All of this shit about him was just out there. Did they just not want to use it or dig it up or whatever? He won a pretty competitive primary as well.
Yeah.
What are you talking this cycle or 20?
This, I mean, he was.
I'm on the Wikipedia page right now, and what I see is Robinson's 2020 campaign finance reports contained incomplete information on his campaign contributors. Campaign finance watchdog Bob Hall identified several questionable expenditures in Robinson's campaign reports, including $186 for medical bills and $2,840 for campaign clothes and accessories, most of it spent at a sporting goods shop. So I think that has something to do with it, how he won.
The sporting goods shop.
The sporting goods.
Sporting.
Yeah. Robinson's reports also stated that Robinson's wife spent $4,500 for campaign clothing but gave no details. The reports also stated that Robinson withdrew an unexplained $2,400 in cash in an apparent violation of a state law requiring all candidate cash payments over 50 to be accompanied by a detailed description of explaining what the money was for.
Yeah, oh, mini soldier. Oh, yeah. That was his...
Mini soldier.
And then he called Martin Luther King Jr. a commie bastard. And then he said, if I was in the KKK, I would have called him Martin Lucifer K-O-O-N. So.
Yeah, I.
That
I
one,
think
I think.
It's pretty sweet how North Carolina is one of the only states still out there that has separate elections for governor and lieutenant governor. So that Mark Robinson was lieutenant governor under Roy Cooper, but they like literally did not talk or anything. So I think he was just chilling. Like, I don't even know if he was in the actual like Capitol building or anything, if he even knew anything that was going on, or if he was just posted up and on Nude Africa message board, I think is what it seems like.
All right, here's an interesting two brief paragraphs on his Wikipedia page. On February 3rd, 2024, Robin said he was in support of arresting transgender persons for using a restroom not identified with their birth sex. He also said that transgender people should find a corner outside somewhere if they need to use a public restroom. Despite these statements, comments made by Robinson between 2008 and 2012 on a porn forum included comments where he described his enjoyment of, quote, tranny on girl porn, a derogatory term for transgender / lesbian pornography. So, real gooners.
Many such cases.
Real gooners are up. He represents the gooner population of the world here.
In December 2018, Robinson published a video on Facebook in which he said victims of child rape are, quote, monsters.
Going down all the hits.
Yeah, that
is certainly an interesting
2020,
take.
2020, Robinson's posts were criticized by Equality North Carolina and Jewish community leaders. Robinson declined to apologize for his post, saying, "I'm not ashamed of anything that I've ever posted." Robinson.
He stood by it.
Defended the Kent State Massacre of 1970, in which National Guardsmen killed several students at Ohio's Kent State University who were protesting the Vietnam War. After the 2018 shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, Robinson mocked the teenage survivors, repeatedly disparaging them in personal terms, calling the Parkland survivors spoiled, angry know-it-all children, spoiled little bastards, and media prostitutes. He has additionally stated that mass shootings are karma for abortion and has placed blame for them on gun safety activists.
Yeah, yes.
On June 23rd, 2023, Robinson delivered remarks at a conference hosted by Moms for Liberty in which he encouraged the readings of several 20th century dictators, stating, here's the thing, whether you're talking about Adolf Hitler, Chairman Mao, Stalin, or Pol Pot, whether you start talking about Castro in Cuba, or whether you're talking about a dozen other despots around the globe, it's time for us to get back and start reading some of those quotes. At a speech on June 30th, 2024, made at a White Lake church, he said, some folks need killing. He continued to say, it's time for somebody to say, it's not a matter of vengeance, it's not a matter of being mean or spiteful, it's a matter of necessity.
I am very pleased to hear that our cracker of the year, Mark Robinson, is a Pol Potist.
Yeah, I'm about to say, Pol Pot's strongest soldier. But yeah, look, I see what you were saying. Yeah, so all this stuff was out there in 2020, but the fine people in North Carolina.
No, they say they like it. You
liked
know?
It then.
They're like, we want someone like this for lieutenant governor. I don't even know what a lieutenant governor does. Probably just jerks off, to be honest. He's a he's perfect.
So Robinson was a perfect fit.
So yeah, he displayed an aptitude for the job well before getting it. So he should have gotten it, you know? Gooners get a job doing gooning.
According to court records, dream Robinson did not pay 7 years of federal income tax and had tax liens placed on him by the IRS as recently as 2012. In 2022, Robinson told WRAL-TV in an interview, I don't have any unpaid taxes, after the station revealed to him that Robinson owed several hundred dollars to Guilford County in five delinquent vehicle tax bills. Robinson paid off the tax debt. He said he was unaware that he had any unpaid taxes, claiming, I'm not very good at math.
Oh, wait. Did you guys hear about the plane crash in South Korea that happened? Like,
dude, that video was crazy. Yeah.
I haven't seen the video.
I know it. I guess it makes sense, but I mean, the plane just runs off the runway and fireballs.
Yeah, there you go. That's me in plane or in flight simulator right there. So, do you guys think that the martial law is responsible
President
here?
Goon, this is an inside job.
He's
another
good
candidate.
So.
I think he's a jerk of the year.
Yeah,
candidate.
I don't think he'd be quite eligible for cracker of the year.
Yoon Suk-yeol. No, I think it was just, I don't know why the plane was like coming in so hot. It just hit the runway and couldn't stop and rolled off.
I'm going to pull that one up. I need to see this. Plane crash videos. And then the first video is just the president.
The acting president who was impeached.
It's the new one, yeah.
The president died on this plane? Is that what you're saying?
No, this was like a commercial liner.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But the videos on DuckDuckGo are they're all the impeachment shit.
You gotta use X the everything app.
Oh, I don't know what my account name is. That's the issue here.
All right, it's coming over.
All right, swag. The everything app, man. We're gonna start doing the video call on the everything app. Oh yeah, there you go. I wonder what the details were. Let's see if the Times has any updates. Only two people survived. Nice. Is there a cause? We couldn't recognize the fuselage. Okay.
You gotta go to
the fuselage. The fuselage is like the main body of the plane.
Madison's what?
Klippenstein. Or
what? He's got the scoop.
He does not. Not yet.
Not yet.
Oh, it's according to the Times, South Korea is very good at having plane crashes. While having some of the highest air safety scores. So dialectical, I think.
Makes sense to me.
That's yeah. Dialectic of the podcast. There we go. This episode's dialectic. South Korea. Yep.
Roll credits.
There you go. I don't think there is any information on the cause of the crash. We're just going to chalk it up to gooning, which I think should be the default for most unknowns.
Yeah.
Probably too busy on the edge, if you understand what I'm saying here, the pilot.
It's silver.
And, you know, he died doing what he loved.
Nate, oh yeah, that's his new book, right?
Yeah.
Wait, Nate Silver?
On the Edge.
Who is that, Nate Silver? Oh, poker guy?
Election guru. Yeah, probably the most famous, like, statistician,
most famous,
right?
LGBTQ community member in the world, I think, is the official title.
Yeah.
Oh. He, on his Wikipedia says he's a community activist, and I thought that said communist for a second.
Oh, he might be like a libertarian of the year, honestly. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, what is
over
he a
Josh
activist
Fox.
Yeah,
for?
Certainly over Josh Fox, man.
Huh? Josh, if you're listening to this, shout out.
Yeah,
we love you.
The feedback on the last episode, did you see it, Logan?
Oh, he just
Josh just
he had a lot of
had
things
some
to say about
nice words
episode.
Yeah, for us, he was interacting with
okay,
what we were saying.
That Josh, you can be libertarian of the year.
that's what I was thinking. I think, well, Josh Fox, he's always winning the Pickley for Cracker of the Year. But then the dialectical rats Cracker of the Year. I mean, the Pickleys, they only happened once. It's an award that lives forever. And who won the Cracker of the Year? Mr. Fox.
Yeah, the first annual Pickleys.
The first annual, first and only annual.
First
Pickleys.
And only annual.
Yeah. And that will stand as an award that will last forever. You know, you can't take it away from him. He's...
stands alone.
He's there. He stands alone. He's the only person to have ever won that award, and he will be the only person to win that award, because I'm not bringing back the Pickleys.
So are they going to impeach the third president that they're on now, too? Yeah.
Are you talking about Korea? I feel like what I've heard, well... like, they still need to wait and see if even, just, like, temporary, like, they have to wait for their Supreme Court to see if the impeachment holds of Yoon. But I feel like it definitely will.
Well, this is saying that after Yoon was impeached on the 14th, Han Duck-soo served as acting president, and then he got impeached on the 27th, and now Choi Sang-mok is the acting president.
Trey Songs?
Yeah.
Trey Songz is the acting president of Korea. Shout
maybe
out.
Maybe for one more day. I don't know. They got
shout out
they
Anna.
Got Han Duck-soo out of there, man. That took what was that? Yeah, under 2 weeks to impeach next guy.
Did he also do martial law or
I think he was in cahoots with the President yeah. Yoon.
Yeah.
President Goon.
Han was...
Damn.
After Speaker Woo Won-sik ruled that Han could be impeached by a simple majority due to his status as a cabinet minister, Han was unanimously impeached by 192 MPs on 27 December.
Nice.
And, yeah, so his own party and President Yoon's own party, none of them voted to... not impeach. They either abstained or voted in favor.
Nice, yeah.
Hey, but he took it on the chin. Han said he would respect the National Assembly's decision and indicated he would step aside.
Not declare martial law.
unfortunate. See, I'm a fan of civil tensions. That's one of my favorite things. Just like how I was disappointed last night at the Bengals game when it did not end in a draw.
Yeah, it was close. Ty fans almost.
Yeah, almost got one. You know, Cade York was pulling for us Ty fans.
Ty fans, strongest soldier. Yeah.
It was a conflict of interest because it pitted my interest as a Ty fan against the Colts making the playoffs, which would be very funny. But obviously, you know, I'm Team Ty all the way. If there was a tie, the Colts would have been eliminated. But unfortunately, they're still alive.
Well, wait, were you rooting against the Colts making the playoffs or for the Colts making the playoffs? Or neutral?
It sounds like both. In a perfect world, they would make it and there'd be
a tie.
And
that's the second dialectic.
But I'm taking the tie over the playoffs for sure.
Yeah, well, second dialectic of the podcast. Logan wants the Colts to simultaneously make the playoffs and not make the playoffs. So...
Yon, was the game fun though?
It was fun.
You said you were in the box, right?
Yeah, I did get in the box courtesy of Iser's drive through,
Mr. E,
which was also in turn courtesy of Heidelberg Distributing. So big ups to
they had good food
to Anna Iser, to Andy Iser. And to John from Heidelberg. I don't know his last name, but he was the guy.
Pork, that, right? What,
Heidelberg?
John Pork.
I think they... John Pork?
Yeah.
No, that's your professor.
Oh.
No, okay. That's John Porn. it's the same thing, you know.
So the current acting president of Korea actually has a PhD in... economics from Cornell in the States, so might be an inside job from the feds.
I need a Miami,
is Cornell's mascot
Huskers, right?
That's Nebraska.
Fuck.
I was gonna say it's the Bears, right? Big Red Bears.
Right.
Cool. Yeah. Big Red.
It's Touchdown.
Oh, Touchdown Jesus.
Officially, Cornell does not have a mascot, man.
Wow. You know it's good when they don't have a mascot.
I think Miami should adopt Snoop as their mascot.
Snoop Dogg?
Yeah. They did win the Snoop Dogg Bowl yesterday.
Yeah, big one.
Well, interestingly enough, yesterday at the Bengals game, they call the red zone the Miami University red zone.
Wow.
Yeah. So we got shooters and necklaces, apparently.
Yon, there has been a Korean prime minister that went to Miami.
I knew we had shooters in high places. Chung Un Chan. How do I get to the chat there?
He is MA. In economics at Miami in 1972.
Let's go. And then a PhD in Princeton.
I think they give out those names just visiting the campus.
I think they do. But he got his PhD in Princeton. Shout out Woodrow Wilson. Yeah. I'm well versed in American history.
And what does Taft have to say about this? Private life.
He's
Chung
stuck
is a
in
fan
the
of baseball. He is a fan of the Doosan Bears, the Korean baseball team, and the New York Yankees. And that's it.
His whole private life.
it's literally one line and two sentences. Sweet. All right.
Oh, because he was also the commissioner of the KBO. After he was prime minister.
Oh, he was part of the Democratic Party.
Which is like their far right
version of
party,
the,
right?
No, it's like their Democratic Party. Yeah. It's like the equivalent of the Democrats.
Really far right cultural, like fringe parties that are rising up.
Yeah, and that's kind of what in the world has this.
I mean, Yoon created like a new party basically, but it was one that united all the factions of the right. But it was a 1% election.
Was it
right down to the wire?
Was it People Power?
People, yeah, that's Yoon's. But that one just started.
The PP party. And then we have Rebuilding Korea. They got 12 people. And the Democrats have the majority here, but are still not the government somehow. I don't know how this shit works.
Well, because it's a presidential system.
Oh, not a prime minister system.
Yeah. Parliamentary.
Wow. Yeah, I think we covered a good slate of topics today. a lot of good discussion on race relations. Lol cows. That was at the very start. Lol cows, then race relations, then Korea. So yeah, I think this is a good place to call the episode, to be honest with you.
Inshallah, we get more JD Vance content next week.
Amen. Inshallah.
Bud's been missing. I haven't heard from him since the election.
I've seen so many edits of him that I don't know what he looks like anymore. Like I've seen so many doctored images.
The fat man one. You know which one I'm talking about.
Fat man one, but then there's also one where he looks like a giddy boy holding a lollipop. That's one of my personal favorites.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh yeah, with like the pinwheel hat.
Yeah, that's a good one. Alright, well, this has been the Dialectical Rats. We Hegelian. Signing off. Peace.